Hebrew.
Friday, February the 18th, 2011, 14 Adarwin 5771. Day 6 before Shabbat, Parashat Ki Tisa, when you take Purim Katan, minor feast of Esther. Purim Katan, Esther 1. 2. 3. 4. 5.
The king dethrones Queen Vashti. Esther.
Now it happened in the days of Ahasuerus, as his Ahasuerus reigned from India even to Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, that in those days, when the king of Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast for all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. He displayed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. When these days were fulfilled, he made a seven-day feast for all the people who were present in Shushan the palace, both great and small, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. There were hangings of white, green, and blue material, fastened the cords of fine linen and pulled of silver rings and marble pillars. The couches were of gold and silver, on a pavement of red, white, yellow, and black marble. They gave the kings in golden vessels of various kinds, including royal wine in abundance, according to the bounty of the king. In accordance with the decree, drinking was not compulsory, so the king had instructed all the officials of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal palace which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bizar, Carbon, Bifid, and Abagtha, Zephar, and Carcus, the seven eunuchs of Sunni, the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the royal crown, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was beautiful. But the queen Vashti refused to come with the king's command by the eunuchs. Therefore the king was very angry, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, who knew the times, for it was the king's custom to consult those who knew the decree and judgment, and the next to him were Parshina, Shathar, Admatha, Parshish, Mirmiz, Marsena, and Memlegon, the seven princes of Persia and Media, who saw the king's face, and sat first in the kingdom, which he did with the queen Vashti according to the decree, because she has not done the bidding of the king of Ahasuerus by the eunuchs. Mehuman answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen has not done wrong to trust the king, but also to all the princes and all the people who are in all the provinces of the king of Ahasuerus. For this deed of a queen will be remembered to all women, causing them to shut the temple for their husbands. When it is reported, King Ahasuerus demanded that Vashti the queen be brought in before him, but she didn't come. Today, the princesses of Persia and Media who have heard the queen's deed will tell all the king's princes. This will cause much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let the royal command go from them, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, so that it cannot be altered, that Vashti may never again come before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate to another who is better than she. When the king's decree which he shall make is published throughout all his kingdom, for it is great, all the wives will give their husbands honor, both great and small. This advice pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Mehuman, for he sent letters in all the king's provinces, into every province according to its writing, and to every people in their language, that every man should rule his own house, speaking in the language of his own people.
2. Esther becomes queen.
After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was pacified, he remembered Vashti, and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then the king's servants asserted and said, let beautiful young virgins be sought for the king. Let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the beautiful young virgins to the citadel of Susa, to the women's house, to the custody of the guy, the king's eunuch, keeper of the women. Let cosmetics be given them, and let the maiden who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. The thing pleased the king, and he did so. There was a certain Jew in the citadel of Susa, whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a
Mordecai discovers the plot.
When the virgins were gathered together the second time, Mordecai was sitting in the king's gate. Esther had not yet made known to her relatives or her people, as Mordecai had demanded, for Esther obeyed Mordecai, like she had been brought up by him. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting in the king's gate, two of the king's eunuchs, Bigthan and Teresh, the doorkeepers, were angry, and suddenly handed the king Ahasuerus. This thing became known to Mordecai, who informed Esther the queen, and Esther informed the king of Mordecai's name. When this matter was investigated, and it was found to be so, they were both hanging a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles in the king's presence.
3. Haman's conspiracy against the Jews.
After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seal above all the princes who were with him. All the king's servants who were in the king's gate bowed down and paid homage to Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai didn't bow down or pay homage. Then the king's servants, who were in the king's gate, said to Mordecai, "Why do you disobey the king's command?" Now it came to pass, when they spoke daily with him, and they didn't listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai didn't bow down nor pay him homage, Haman was filled with wrath. But he scorned the thought of laying hands on Mordecai alone, for he had made known to him Mordecai's people. Therefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even Mordecai's people, in the first month, which is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus. They cast poor, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day, and from month to month, and chose the 12th month, which is the month Adar. Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered throughout the western peoples in all the provinces of kings, and their laws are different than other peoples. They don't keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's prophet to allow them to remain. If it pleases the king, let it be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of the great church of the king's business to bring it into the king's treasuries. The king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. The king said to Haman, "The silver is given to you, the people also, to do as it seems good to you." Then the king's scribes were called in the first month, on the 13th day of the month, and all that Haman commanded through all the king's satraps, and to the governors over every province, and to the princes of every people, to every province according to its writing, and to every people in their language. It was written in the name of King Ahasuerus, and it was sealed with the king's ring. Letters were sent by couriers into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even in the 14th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to plunder their possessions. A copy of the letter that the decree should be given out in every province was published to all the peoples, that they should be read up against that day. The couriers went forth in haste by the king's commandment, and the decree was given out in the citadel of Susa. The king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed.
4. Esther agrees to help the Jews.
Now Mordecai found out all that was done. Mordecai tore his clothes, and put his sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and wailed loudly and bitterly. He came even before the king's gate, for no one is allowed inside the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. In every province, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. Esther's maidens and her eunuchs came and told her this, and the queen was exceedingly grieved. She sent clothing to Mordecai to replace his sackcloth, but didn't receive it. Then Esther called for Hathor, one of the king's eunuchs, whom he had appointed to attend her, and commanded him to go to Mordecai to find out what this was and why it was. So Hathor went out to Mordecai to a city square which was before the king's gate. Mordecai told him of all that had happened to him, and the exact sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasuries for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given out in Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it to her, and to urge her to go to the king to make supplication to him, and to make requests before him for her people. Hathor came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Then Esther spoke to Hathor and gave him a message to Mordecai, all the king's servants, and the people of the king's provinces know that whoever man or woman, comes to the king into the inner court without being called, there is one decree for him that can be put to death, except those to whom the king might hold out the golden scepter that he may live. I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. They told Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai asked them return answer to Esther, "Do you think to yourself that you will escape with the king's eyes any more than all the Jews? For if you remain silent now, then relief and deliverance will come to the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Who knows if you haven't come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther asked them to answer Mordecai, "Go, gather together all the Jews who are present in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink for 2 days, night or day. I and my maidens will also fast the same way. Then I will go into the king, which is against the decree, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.
5. Esther's banquet.
Now in Bethel on the 3rd day, that Esther put on her royal clothing, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, next to the king's palace. The king sat on his royal throne in the royal house, next to the entrance of the house. When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther came near and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king asked her, "What do you like, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given you even to the half of the kingdom." Esther said, if it seems the good of the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared for him. And the king said, bring Haman quickly, so it may be done as Esther has said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. The king said to Esther at the banquet, wine, what is your petition? It shall be granted you. What is your request? Even if the matter of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then Esther answered and said, my petition and my request is this. If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I will prepare for him, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said.
Haman's plot against Mordecai.
Then Haman went out that day joyful and glad at heart, but when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he didn't stand nor move for him, he was filled with wrath against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home. There, he sent a call for his friends and Zeresh his wife. Haman recounted to them the glory of his riches, the multitude of his children, all the things in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman also said,
yes,
Esther the queen, let no man come in with the king to the banquet that she had prepared but myself, and tomorrow I am also invited by her together with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then Zeresh his wife and all his friends said to him, let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and in the morning speak to the king about hanging Mordecai in it. Then go merrily with the king to the banquet. This pleased Haman, so he had the gallows made. Exodus 17:8-16.
Victory over the Amalekites.
Then Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
Moses said, Joshua, choose men for us, and go out, fight with Amalek.
Tomorrow I will stand on top of the wall with a bronze rod in my hand.
So Joshua did as Moses had told him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses far on, and Aaron went to the top of the hill. It happened, when Moses held a cross, that the people prevailed, and the people went down his hand, and the people prevailed. And Moses' hands were heavy, and he took a stone, and put it on the ground, and was sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, the one on one side, and the other on the other side. His hands were steady until sunset. Joshua defeated Amalek, and his people with the edge of his sword.
Yahweh said to Moses, write this for me in your book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, that I will let wrath out of the memory of Amalek from the sky. Moses built an altar, and called its name Yahweh Adonai. He said, Yah has said, Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
Kitisa continued, Romans 15. Bearing others' burdens.
Now we were strong not compared to weaknesses of the weak, and not to please ourselves.
Let each one of us please his neighbor for that which is good, to be building him up.
For even Messiah didn't please himself, but as it is written, the reproach of those whom he broached fell on me.
For whatever things were written before our learning, out of patience, the encouragement of the scripture might have fallen. Now the Elohim of patience and of encouragement grant him to be of the same mind one with another according to Messiah Yeshua, that with one accord he may with one mouth glorify the Elohim and Father of our Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach.
Glorify Elohim together.
Therefore accept one another, even as Messiah also accepted you, to the glory of Elohim. Now I say that Messiah has been made the servant of circumcision for the truth of Elohim, that he might confirm the promises given to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify Elohim for his mercy. As it is written, therefore will I give praise to you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. Again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. Again, praise Adonai, all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples praise him. Again, Isaiah says, there will be doom to Jesse, he who rises to rule over the Gentiles, even the Gentiles will hold. Now may the Elohim's hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope in the power of the set apart Holy Spirit.
From Jerusalem to Illyricum.
I myself am also persuaded about him, my brethren, that doing his will for goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish others.
Therefore, also I was thinking these many times from coming to you, but now, no longer having any place in this region, I'm having these many years alone to come to you. Whenever opportunity is staying, I will come to you. For I hope to see you in my journey, and picking up on my way here for you, the first I may enjoy your company for a while. But now, I say, I am going to Jerusalem, serving the set apart holy ones. For it has been a good pleasure of Master Tobi of the Gaia to make a certain contribution to the poor and the set apart holy ones who are at Jerusalem. Yes, it has been their good pleasure and we are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, they owe them also to serve them in fleshly things. When therefore I have accomplished this, and have shown them this route, I will go by way of them to Spain. I know that when I come to you, I will come in fullness of the blessing of God and the Messiah. Now I beg you, brothers, by our Adonai, the King of the Messiah, and by the love of Spirit, let us strive together in your prayers to Elohim for me, that I may be delivered from those who disobedient in Judea, and my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted for the set apart holy ones, that I may come to you in joy with the will of Elohim, and together with you find rest. Now the Elohim peace be with you all.
Amen.
End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH. HNV version, in the public domain.